Get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show, this Wednesday, February 7th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Now, I did, in full disclosure, tell you guys ahead of time before the interview that I personally have already endorsed, Bernadette Smith for this position. But for you, my radio audience, especially those precinct delegates that I've asked you guys to run for precinct delegates, I got you involved in the county parties. You've been involved in going to state conventions already. I wanted you to hear from her. And I wanted to somewhat question her about getting the information out there that she voted to remove Christina Caramo's chair. Now, this civil war, the way I see it, it's the power struggle that the longtime establishment rhinos running the Republican Party in the state of Michigan want their power back. They want the prestige. They want the ability to raise money, millions and millions of dollars that they will then waste, in my opinion. You don't need to spend $800,000 on booze. You don't need to rent that dinosaur building, the Sekia building, on Seymour Street across from the Capitol in Lansing. Nobody went there for years. I was in that building. I met with Michonne Maddock in the conference room. I met with her and the chief financial officer under Ron Weiser and Michonne Maddock when they were chair back in the day. The place was an empty ghost town. Furniture from the 1970s and 80s. Are you kidding me? I forget how many dang square feet it is. It's ridiculous. Christina said, we work from home. If the China virus taught us one thing, we remotely work from home via Zoom and team meetings with video cameras and microphones, headsets. We don't need to drive to Lansing every day. But what did the losers do? They started attacking her. Oh, she's not even renting the building for our headquarters. She can't raise money. The DeVos clan, the John Yob clan, the Pete Hoekstra clan, the One World Globalist Cabal, whatever the heck you want to call these people, I've seen all kinds of text messages, adjectives describing these people. I don't care. I want to do something different and do it a different way to win this year. I'm doing it at the county level. I'm doing it at the district level. I have provided interviews, time on this show, commercials, live mentions, promoting events to get people to go and raise money for the first congressional district in every single county in my listening area. Actually, in the entire first congressional district, which, by the way, has 36 counties. I have taken on that personal responsibility of helping 36 counties out of 83 have 20 to 30 to 40 grand in the bank this year. That's my mission statement. When the Presque County Republicans hold their event in May in the Posen Center, I'm going to be there. Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad is going to be there. I've offered to the chairman, Bob Britsky, that he would be willing to be the keynote speaker with a fantastic speech from a rock patriot. His vision as to what needs to happen this year, how we need to bring the party together, how we need to reach out to the independents, how we need to reach out to the rockers, the Second Amendment gunners, the homeschoolers, people that are fed up and want to take it back. Mark Farner's coming up with an album. It's called Real. Hopefully, Mark, you're not mad at me for putting that out there. But I'm going to help promote this album, folks. I'm going to buy CDs of it. I'm going to pass it out to everybody I know because I believe in the Patriot rock star Mark Farner's message that he's got on this album. It needs to be heard this year. You need to get independents to come to these Reagan Day dinners and Lincoln Day dinners and listen to the message. If you want the 11 questions, text me the number 11. I will text you back the 11 questions that you need to share. Text to people. Ask them these questions. When you go into a restaurant and you got the waitress's or waiter's attention for a minute, pull up your 11 questions on your phone that I text to you and say, how do you feel about these items? Get them thinking about these 11 items. Sheriff Mike over there in Leland Hall County has put together a fantastic flyer. I've got the artwork, the graphic. I'm working on it this afternoon to improve on it and to put our disclaimer on it. Paid for by the Antrim County Conservative Union. We are going to print up 10,000 of these. I've already talked to the printer. They'll do it for $505, and they will drop ship it right here to our home studio. I'm going to take thousands of these to every event that I attend. And I'm going to ask you to pass them out. In the next 9 months, ask 11 people these 11 questions on the backside of this palm card. 9-11, 11. 9 months from right now, we have the most important election of our lives ever. As a matter of fact, after this election, I give you this promise. I will never say that ever again. You know why? Because it's not going to matter. If we don't take back our country, if we don't take back our state, if we don't take back our counties, our school boards, our county commissioners, if we don't take it back, we've lost it. America, as we know it, as conservative Christians, patriots, libertarians, independents, even the Democrats, they just don't know it yet. We have lost everything. As a matter of fact, going into 2026, the governor's race may very well be my last election. I may sit down and pray about it and talk to Vicky. We may sell everything we own and leave Michigan after the 26th governor's race. If Jocelyn Benson becomes the next governor, breaking the historical cycle of Republican for 8 years, Democrat for 8 years, Republican for 8 years, Democrat for 8 years of Whitmer. If Jocelyn Benson becomes elected governor of the state of Michigan, I'm seriously thinking about selling everything and leaving. I'm done. I did my best. We got right to work passed in 2012. Snyder signed it into law. What did Democrats do? They repealed it. We got rid of prevailing wage. What did the Democrats do? They reinstated it. They're raising taxes to pay for this upcoming budget, which, by the way, in an hour, she'll be giving her budget proposal numbers at a press conference at 1 o'clock. Guess what? She's going to raise taxes. She's got to raise taxes. There is no way she's going to be able to replicate an $82 billion budget without raising taxes on us, the people of the state of Michigan, this election year. Why? Because she honestly believes in her brain that the majority of Michiganders support her, support the job that she's doing. Liking all of these bills, legislative agenda policies that they have passed last year, 2023, on us, she, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, believes we like it. Becoming the abortion capital of the United States of America, Clean Energy Act, all 100% of our electric grid going to be produced by green energy by 2040? We need to buy electric vehicles. She wants to expand public education in Michigan to the four-year-olds and through basically grade 14, the first 2 years, associate's degrees at community colleges, paid for by us, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. She's not doing anything about the monopoly that DTE and Consumers Energy has on our electric grid. She's doing nothing to lower car insurance. She's doing nothing to fix our roads locally. She honestly believes that you think she's doing such a great job that it's going to be okay to raise the state sales tax from 6% to 8% and raise our state income tax from 4.25 to 5%. Mark my words, it's coming. 5% state income tax, 8% sales tax. It's the only way they're going to be able to fund and balance her $82-plus billion budget for fiscal year 2025. Starts October 1st, folks, of this year at the stroke of midnight. I hope and pray to God I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. I'm connecting the dots. I'm looking at these programs. I'm looking at the spending. I'm looking at the expansion of education costs. I'm looking at all these programs she's going to promote today at her press conference. How are you going to pay for it, Governor? You have to balance the state budget. This is not Washington, D.C. You do not get to print money in Michigan. Him is right. We got to start doing things differently, and we're going to do it county by county, congressional district by congressional district. And frankly, my dear, I don't give a dang about the Michigan Republican Party in any way, shape, or form. I'm going down to cover it as a radio personality. I want to be there in person and see with my own eyes. So when I get back on this microphone on Monday, March 4th, you're going to hear the truth from me. Because I saw it with my own eyes on March 2nd. You're not going to get regurgitated stories from the communist reporter Craig Mauger of the Communist Detroit News, Jonathan Osteen from Bridge, Michigan, Chad Livingood and the other communist pukes that call themselves news reporters. You're going to hear the truth from Chuck or Randy. Final segment today's show. I'll be right back.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE and G-Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE and G-Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Got a text message. LMAO. Simmer down, Trucker Randy. You're going to pop a vein. No, sorry, Brother John, not going to happen. Started Missy's program on April 23rd last year, down 90 pounds, feeling great. Blood pressure 120 over 80, resting heart rate 64. Feel great, feel like I'm 30. You know, when I was a fat trucker, Randy, I used to say all the time on the radio, I got to go take an aspirin to get my blood pressure down. I haven't taken an aspirin in months. Blood pressure's doing just fine, brother. I'm on a mission from God, and I am absolutely fired up about this year. I'm fired up about you guys. I'm so fired up about the new people we're meeting in our lives, the Trump Store, Denise and Paige. I'm going to get them to come to the Presque Isle County Republican Reagan Day dinner there in Posen in May. I'm excited about Mark Farner coming out with his new album called Real. In writing some real, real heartfelt rock music songs that will grab your soul. Helping to promote that album. I'm hoping to get him on the Mike Huckabee's TV show. Who knows, I might even join him on stage. Mike will freak out when he sees me weighing 207 pounds. But you know what? I have thought about this year for years. When Gretchen Whitmer won re-election in 22, I knew exactly what she was going to do with the newly found majority, two-seat majority in the House, 56 to 54, and a steal. Michigan Republicans had the Senate, folks, since 1982. 40 years. We had one chamber with some common sense, fiscal responsibility, and some brains. And we lost it in the 22 election. We saw what happened in 23. With a slim two-seat majority in the House, 56 to 54, slim two-seat in the Senate, 20 to 18, they rammed their agenda down our throats. Republicans told to sit down and shut up, go sit in the corner and suck your thumb. How many of their amendments got adopted? Hardly any. How many Republican bills got out of committee, let alone a floor vote in the House and the Senate? Hardly any. John DeMoose voted for the budget, the Democrat budget. Not one Republican in the House and the Senate should have voted for that budget, but he did because he got $15 million to study fresh water in Traverse City, Michigan. He got some money for Mackinac Island to be able to do their sewer project that they've longly needed for years and years and years. Come to find out, because of Biden's inflation, they don't have enough money to complete the bids. Prices have gone up. Now they're going to have to get more money from DeMoose and Whitmer in order to finish the project on my beloved Mackinac Island. You see, what ticks me off about this whole thing is they think we're stupid. You don't understand, Randy, how it works in Lansing. Yeah, you don't understand how it works if you do it right. Get rid of the monopoly that DTE and Consumers Energy has over our electric grid. Open it up to choice. Allow the co-ops to expand across the entire state. Take the money from MDOT. Shut it down. Eliminate MDOT. Give all the money to the 83 county road commissions based on a couple of very simple things to measure. Registered license plates in your county. Population. Look at traffic flow counts. That's where the money goes. I'm not saying all 83 counties will get the exact same amount of money equally. Are you an idiot? You got to have some mathematic responsibility to the solution. They don't have it right now. Why the heck does MDOT own 5 airplanes in a hangar in Lansing Airport? Can anybody explain that to me? They don't know where the potholes are. We, the people, do. We drive these roads every single day of our lives. Get rid of the Liquor Control Commission. We got price fixing on my Kentucky bourbon. I hate the way this state's being run. It's got to change. But we got to have leaders that will stand up, businessmen and women that know what the heck a financial calculator is, and fix it. I used to teach HP12C Hewlett Packard financial calculators, internal rate of return, net present value, calculations on a mortgage. I can do it all on a calculator inside my vest pocket. These idiots in Lansing don't even know what an HP12C is. I used to teach it. You know, the thing of it is about this whole thing, folks, I'm trying to share this information, educate you, enthuse you to get out of the stands and stop being a spectator. I've been on the football field now going on 14 years since Vicki and I started this journey back in 2010 together. I'm on the field. My uniform is dripping with blood. Not sweat. Blood. I have given everything I've had for the last 14 years to this year. And I need you to join me. Join us. Get out of the stands, come down to the equipment manager, ask for a uniform, and give me some break. Help me. I need some Gatorade. I need to heal up my wounds and restore my blood, and I need to get back in the game with you. We can do this year. Music playing, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the...